For half the year, Josh Chaffee lives thousands of kilometers from home, surrounded by the rugged shorelines and forested bluffs of Beecher Bay. From the deck of the KJ Gardiner, Canada's largest spill response vessel, the view is spectacular. It's a daily reminder of why his work matters, and why months on southern Vancouver Island away from family and friends in St. John's, NFLD, are worth it. Chaffee is chief mate aboard the 245-foot vessel, which he shares with 10 crewmates, many of them fellow East Coasters, who call the vessel home during month-long rotations. The crew share cozy quarters, long shifts, and the kind of camaraderie that only comes from living and working in close proximity. "It's good we've got a group of people here that have been working together for a long time," says Chaffee. "It's a genuinely good place, even though we're away from home for a long time. We've got it pretty good, and the ship is comfortable too." When the long days start to drag, the crew cracks jokes to lighten the mood, says Chaffee. "We always remind ourselves it could be worse, it's blowing 60 on the Grand Banks." Chaffee joined the KJ Gardiner in 2022, when it was still an anchor-handling tug and supply vessel, before its conversion into a dedicated spill response ship. "Before Beecher Bay, we were kind of a boat for hire," he says. "I've personally been involved in towing an oil rig with this ship, also a couple of barges up in Scotland. Now the vessel has a singular purpose, to protect the BC coast from environmental disaster." The ship is the beating heart of the Beecher Bay Spill Response Center, one of four Western Canada Marine Response, WCMR, bases on Vancouver Island tasked with protecting BC's coast and responding to oil spills. Established to meet new standards tied to the Trans Mountain Expansion Project, the Beecher Bay facility, located on Skiyunoo First Nation territory, has slashed coastal spill response times in the Juan de Fuca Strait from 72 hours to less than 6. Chaffee and the KJ Gardiner crew, employed by International Towage and Maritime Company KOTUG, remain on board around the clock, ready to transport WCMR spill responders to emergencies at a moment's notice. The ship can hold up to 1,000 tons of oil, tow other large vessels in an emergency and fight fires, shooting water with a reach of a quarter mile. "It moves 1,000 liters of water a second," says Operations Base Manager Kyle Hujdik, proudly standing on the back deck of the KJ Gardiner. "It's certified to fight oil rig fires in the North Sea or anywhere." The ship's impressive capabilities don't end there. Its integrated current buster sweep system lets crews continuously skim and pump oil spills from the sea back into onboard tanks in a continuous operation, the only one of its kind in Canada, and the only system in a permanent operational state, explains Hujdik. "To have a platform like this outfitted like this is very unique anywhere in the world," he adds. "It's so unique, even the Norwegian manufacturers of the sweep system have reached out to the Beecher Bay team for operational insight and training guidance. Because we use this more than anybody in the world," says Hujdik. "They get to train with it once a year, hopefully they learn what they can and then implement that again next year. Whereas we can train with this once a week, so we're just exponentially better at using their equipment than they are." The KJ Gardiner is one of 9 vessels stationed at Beecher Bay, soon to be 11 in January with the arrival of 2 new escort tugs. The fleet can support the delivery of equipment for a 20,000-ton spill within 36 hours of activation, including 3,080 feet of boom and a combined skimming capacity of 61 tons per hour. Recovered heavier persistent oils, such as crude, are shipped to treatment facilities on Vancouver Island or in Richmond, where they're repurposed into asphalt. Absorbent pads made from recycled plastic, used to soak up smaller marine diesel spills, are incinerated. But much of Beecher Bay's work happens before any emergency occurs. The team spends countless hours mapping sensitive coastal areas, such as eelgrass beds, bird sanctuaries, and indigenous sites, training First Nations and Royal Canadian Marine Search and Rescue how to use and deploy the boom in the event of an emergency. They also take part in weekly training drills. "We're ready for the worst, hoping for the best," says Hujdik. Train to maintain, maintain the equipment, and drill, drill, drill. We're kind of like a fire hall where we're training and thinking about all these different scenarios, making sure we're covering all our bases. Hoojdik's own path to Beecher Bay weaves through mechanics, marine science, and a lifelong love of the coast. A commercial vessel operator with a degree from the University of Victoria, he joined WCMRC over 6 years ago, drawn by the mix of technical challenge and environmental stewardship. His team has responded to everything from stranded boats in Sook Basin to months-long salvage operations in Nootka Sound. It's one of those jobs where you want the experience but not the incident, he says. No one's wishing for an oil spill, but we use every opportunity to learn. For Hoojdik, what makes Beecher Bay truly special isn't just the technology or training, it's the people. I really enjoy the folks I get to work with, he says. I've got my team of 20, the amazing KOTUG crew of 11, and the admin staff, but on top of that, all the tight-knit community members we work with, whether it's Spirit Bay or the First Nation. On a daily basis, I get to interact with people here in a really personal way. That connection runs deep. Hoojdik lives nearby and keeps his own boat in the marina. If I'm not working, I'm usually here, he says. It's nice being part of such a small community. I know all these guys. If someone leaves a light on in one of our boats, I just get a text message and we figure it out together. Everyone looks out for each other. It's super rewarding that way. This space is a little bit unique that way. Working this close with so many good people to bring this level of emergency response to such a small corner of the world. It's pretty awesome. The KJ Gardner's showpiece carbuster system allows the vessel to contain oil and pump it back to the ship in one continuous operation. Ben Fenlon, Sook News Mirror. On the back deck of the KJ Gardner, 4 sea cans contain 1,000 feet of offshore boom each. Ben Fenlon, Sook News Mirror. Western Canada Marine Response's Beecher Bay Spill Response Center is one of 4 Vancouver Island bases. Ben Fenlon, Sook News Mirror. Chief Mate Josh Chaffee lives onboard the KJ Gardner for a total of 6 months a year. Ben Fenlon, Sook News Mirror. The back deck of the KJ Gardner. Ben Fenlon, Sook News Mirror. Operations Base Manager Kyle Hoojdik at Beecher Bay Spill Response Center stands in front of the KJ Gardner, the largest spill response vessel in Canada. Ben Fenlon, Sook News Mirror. Senior Manager of Communications Michael Lowry and Operations Base Manager Kyle Hoojdik walk between spill response vessels docked at Beecher Bay. Ben Fenlon, Sook News Mirror.